Blog Talk Radio.
What in the fuck? All right,
we'll be good.
Hello. Get in here, everybody. Yes, I don't know what's going on today. It feels like it's a Monday in here. Get in here, everybody. Okay, period. Let's get into some things. What'd I do? What's going on, everybody? Get in here, everybody. It's your boy Armani. We are back live in the studio with another video. Oh, yes. Get in here. We got to get into some things. We're going to have a legendary show. Well, this is going to be hopefully a quick live. Like, I really don't even plan on talking about this long because I do want to get to other things, but I wanted this to be an isolated topic. And I've seen so many people talking about they didn't really care and Jeffree Star, we don't care about Jeffree Star, this, that, and the third. However, this is very much so newsworthy. Okay, so if you're a returning subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. And if you're a new subscriber, welcome and hello. Sorry if I'm looking around. I feel like I hear something. All right. So, let's get into some things. All right. I've been playing around with the lights in here. So it's giving like a blue, purple ambiance. I'm kind of liking it. Okay. But anyway, all right, so let's just get right to it, because I know a lot of y'all don't give a darn about this Jeffree Star stuff, but I wanted to talk about it today, so we're going to get into it. Jeffree Star is out purchasing Negroes and buying black people and trolling us all at the same time. What do I mean by that? Well, I feel like we're in this era where, you know, people like Jeffree Star with money and power, they get frustrated, they get bored, and when, you know, you continue to call them things like a racist or you try to cancel them, they have to prove to you that they can never be canceled and they're not a racist, and, you know, and even more so, they could actually buy the very people that you think that they are racist against. I just find it quite interesting that over the last 3 months, we have seen an influx of color around Jeffree Star. You know, it kind of started around that whole Shane Dawson scandal, where Shane Dawson was starting to get canceled for being racist, and then the child stuff, and, you know, a lot of those things that people were associating him with Jeffree Star, things like that. And then Jeffree Star, he started trending again for being a racist because he has said some racist things in the past. And then Jeffree Star kind of got off of line for a minute. Shane Dawson disappeared. And then, boom, Jeffree Star pops up with the boyfriend, Andre. Now, remember that? He popped up with Andre. Was Andre first? or no. No, I don't even think Andre was first. What I think was first, I actually think Jonathan was first. Remember Jonathan, the makeup artist? Let's talk about Jonathan for a second. I mean, the hairdresser. Let's talk about Jonathan. So most people, this probably went over a lot of people's head, and most people don't think anything of it. Because, well, this guy is getting his bag. So, I mean, I would get my bag too, this, that, the third. Jonathan is a celebrity hairstylist. But I thought it was very interesting that Jeffree Star flew him out, gave him $20,000 to do his hair and take pictures. Now, if I'm Jonathan, I understand why you took that coin. But Jonathan kind of got a lot of backlash, and people were kind of like, you know, Jeffree Star's a racist. Why would you do that? And Jonathan is kind of like, well, listen, he offered me $20,000. Hell yeah, I'm doing his hair. I don't care what y'all talking about. I'm going to do his hair. It is what it is. So that was the first introduction into this. And I'm like, okay. Well, it's hard to argue against somebody getting their money. So you take it, you're like, all right, whatever. But to me, I red flagged that, like, oh, he's trying to show that he cool with black people. But this is, but Jonathan is a very vital piece of, you know, the money flex of, listen, y'all can cancel me, y'all can call me a racist, but guess what? I'll buy him because this is a form of being bought too. I'm going to give you $20,000, nigga. Come do my hair. You're going to run and do it. Even if you know I'm a racist, even if you know I'm a prejudiced person, you're going to come do my hair because you need this money. Bring it over here, boy. I'm Jeffree Star. You want to say you done my hair. You'll do it. Jonathan gets on the plane, flies over to Jeffree Star. He's happy. He's going viral. He's done Jeffree Star's hair. A person that really doesn't give a darn about black people, doesn't give a darn about the culture. All they want to do is prove a point. But you didn't really think anything of it because you're like, okay, that's one thing. Whatever, it's money, it's finances. Jonathan's getting his bag. He's on the come up. He's not in all the mess. Fine, we'll take it. We let it go. And then that wasn't enough. So then you got Jeffree Star and the Louis Vuitton with the DL basketball player and all that controversy. Andre, it's just like, okay. Now you've not only getting your hair done by black people, now you have a black boyfriend now. And he's got his baby mama online crying. You've got the black boyfriend now. Okay. You got him all over your Instagram flexing. Then it comes out, oh, he robbed. Then you get mad, whatever the contract or whatever time is up, he robbed you. You put him out there like a thief and a robber. Oh, it's like, and then it turned into, well, he doesn't really, he was flexing in my cars and he only drove my car, you know, he backed it into the driveway. He really wasn't driving my cars like that. Like, Jeffree Star then started, like, pooping on the boy. But, again, bot. All right, sir. You are straight, gay. We don't know who you are. You had a basketball career. I don't know if you have a basketball career now, but I need you to come down here, pretend to be my boyfriend. Let's get into a scandal. I'm going to pay you $10,000, $20,000, maybe $75,000 to do so. Be an actor for me for a month. We're going to fall out. I'm going to say that you stole something from me. It might make you look bad for a little bit, but you'll gain a whole lot of followers, and then you can go promote on OnlyFans. So what does the guy do? Sure, he'll take the money for the rich white man. Jeffree Star goes, ha ha, you niggas, I'll buy you. I literally will buy you. Meanwhile, he's trolling all of the black people because everybody he's connected to now is black, and he knows that black people do not feel him like that. He knows that black people think that he's a racist. He knows that he called Jackie Aina a rat. He knows all of these things. He knows that people feel like Jeffree Star is very prejudiced, but he's going to play into it and subtly in our face, throw it in our face that there are black people that will still support him and they can be bought. And then what are we doing? Like me, talking about it, which he likes. So then you have that. And then out of nowhere, which was so bizarre, but of course, who would expect anything less from a black China? She's freaking garbage. But you and a black China keek to sneak a Too Short music video? Come on. You're trolling black people at this point. Then you're in a Black China music video out of nowhere. When the hell have you been in a Blac Chyna music video with hip hop rappers? But why not? Black people like me, you guys call me a racist, you guys call me prejudiced, I'll show you. All these people want to be, they're lucky to be in my presence. I'm Jeffree Star. I'm rich. I'm white. I'm powerful. They better want it. I'll offer them any amount of money and they'll take it. You niggas will take the money. You niggas will take the money. That's what it is. It's a soft flex, but it's definitely a flex. It's a flex. He's literally wearing us out. Cause he's like, you niggas, y'all think that y'all can't cancel me. You niggas are gonna take this money. And you guys are gonna look like sellouts and whatever it is, and these people don't care. I got money. You know me. I'm Jeffree Star. And what do? They get in the cars, they take the pictures, and he's trolling us. But Blac Chyna's trash. I wanna get past her. And then here we go. Boom. There's a new black boy. This boy don't even look like, I mean, Jeffree Star wouldn't speak to this boy on a regular day. You got a new black boy at your house taking pictures in the same robe. We don't know his name. I didn't care to really look him up. You're trolling us. You paid another black boy to come in there and be a trophy for you because you're bored. Jeffree Star pops up with another black boy. But I'm going to wrap this up for you. And this is now I could be reaching with this. But this is what is so interesting to me. To me, this feels like a rollout, a complete rollout of his new campaign, his Trapped or his Velvet Trap campaign. What do I mean by that? I just personally feel like all of this is a setup. Now, y'all might think I'm reaching, but then it's like, Now, she's a racially ambiguous black girl, but she's definitely a black girl. You get this beautiful model, and then you have her in a rat trap. And this is your makeup launch. Now, granted, some people might say, well, he had a guy in there, too. But you got the black girl, and you were very, very calculated in the black girl being in the rat trap. Let's be very clear. Now let's just go back down for those people that missed it maybe a few years ago, because I did, but I went and dug a little bit. This is when he called Jackie Aina a rat. He was tweeting here for see, he said, I blocked that irrelevant rat months ago, way before her anti-haul. And Jackie Aina tweeted, never forget that Jeffree Star will call black women rats and uneducated and broke when they do not worship him. And then I just find it funny, leading up to your latest launch, you're surrounding yourself around all black people and then trolling us, and then you drop the Velvet Rat Trap with a black bitch in it. Y'all better stop playing with me. Come on. It's the undertones for me. However, I just seen somebody say the black girl got into the rat trap. She definitely did. She took the check. So did Blac Chyna. They all took the check. All of the people. Jonathan took the check. The two on the right took the check. So it don't matter. He's basically saying, who cares? I'll troll you niggas and I can buy you niggas. And for that, I think Jeffree Star is trash. And it doesn't take rocket science to see the calculation in this. And I personally think that Jeffree Star is miserable. I feel like he's rich. I feel like he's successful, but I also feel like he's lonely. And I feel like he sits at home and tries to plot and plan and scheme on how to go viral. And I know that sounds weird. It's like a man like with 20 million followers or something like that and drops a video with millions of views. They don't need clout. But have you ever really seen Jeffree Star outside of YouTube or any kind of major television space or major red carpet? Do you remember when James Charles got invited to the Met Gala? Jeffree Star has never been to the Met Gala. And she felt like she was supposed to be at the Met Gala. So I just feel like certain people realize the problematicness in Jeffree Star. Jeffree Star is a YouTube star, granted, with a lot of money and fame and stuff like that. However, I still feel like he doesn't feel like he's gotten enough. And there's more to it. But for some reason, somewhere deep down fashion, they don't really fool with him too much. They do, but they don't. I mean, he has it, all the designer stuff. But I just feel like there's a disconnect. And I don't feel like Jeffree Star is very happy. Those are just my personal thoughts. You couldn't be happy. I think that he sits around and thinks, how can I get people to talk about me today? I'm bored. So, and that's kind of what he does. And I personally feel like, really, we need to just stop talking about him because we don't need to make, and me included, like we don't need to make Jeffree Star a thing in our culture because he's definitely not here for it. So I'll open up the lines. I don't want to spend too much time on this. We'll take a couple calls. Then we'll wrap this video because we got some more videos that we are going to shoot and put out today. But I just want to give my opinion on it. I think Jeffree Star is trash. I think he's trolling black people, and I think he's buying black people. But this is a modern day, like, buying, purchasing. You're purchasing black people through, like, the way of giving them an opportunity or giving them a job when, in all actuality, you would have never worked with them or you would have never given them these opportunities. But you're taking this as, no, I'm not purchasing. I'm paying them to do me a service. But the service is to kind of troll, and it's a nasty service that you're doing, I feel like. I feel like it's like a power trip that he's on. It's not necessarily to give jobs and, you know, pay people and support and bring up. It's more of, I got money, I can do it, and people think I'm racist, so let me show you. These black people will mess with me. I can throw money in your face and you'll be easily moved by money. You'll shut up because you'll get paid. You'll look like a damn fool. You'll look like you're my boyfriend and then let me call you a thief to millions of people for a couple of thousand dollars. You'll go get in a rat trap and take a picture for a campaign because you feel like this is going to be a big deal campaign, so you have to do it. Or you'll be a clout chaser like Blac Chyna and think that your record career, him being in a video is going to somehow give you a rap career that is never going to happen. I don't know. These are my thoughts. So we'll take a couple calls and then we'll get up out of here. I was going to pre-record this, but a lot of you guys wanted me to do a live. I definitely didn't want to do this live, but I just said, you know what, I'll do it today because I got some other stuff that I do want to record. But I'll take a couple calls, hear what you guys think. 6188, you're live on the air.
Hey, Amon, it's me, Joseph. Hey, Chow.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, okay, so we're going to get into some things. So I might be the unpopular opinion, and that's fine, because, you know, whatever. I feel like, do I think Jeffree Star is one of those people who likes clout and attention? Absolutely. But at the same time, if you're able to be baited and to be a part of his tactics, he's no longer the problem. You become the problem. Like, I feel like the same way people feel about Jeffree Star is the same way people feel about the Kardashians. Everybody hates the Kardashians. Oh, they do this for black people, and they do black people. They say do black people that, but it's like, but you fit into, it's like they're always trying to get attention, but yet the black people who complain and talk about them are always the first people tuned in. So are what they doing, is it really in their benefit or is it really in theirs? Because if we want to be real, regardless of people want to say whether Jeffrey buys black people, as far as like his makeup company and stuff like that, you have a lot of people of color who are employed by Jeffree Star. So it's just kind of like, if you, I feel like, and it's nobody in particular, but I just feel like as black people as a whole, if we have to keep the same energy all the way around, I feel like we like to pick and choose when it's like, oh, well, this person is for black people and this person is doing this for black people. Because believe it or not, when it comes to trade is trade. You have a lot of trade who look at people like Jeffree Star and do find him attractive. A lot of times we don't want to admit it, but that's the truth. And he comes with a coin. Why not? Because a lot of people talk about Jeffree, but if they had the same opportunity to get with that man and let him spin his coin and flourish and tell him up every now and then, they would do the same thing. So it's just kind of like, does that make sense?
No, it makes sense. It makes sense. I think you make a lot of sense. But to me, I would be lying if I said this doesn't feel very calculated in this whole rollout of the last couple of months. Because if this was just naturally his energy, I would think nothing of it. But it's like the finding the black, like the black people in the last 3 months have been very calculated. Like from the black hairstylist to then the black boyfriend to then the music video with Too Short, and then
True.
Like,
I understand what you're saying, but my thing is, okay, so like he done the video with China, he's working with Jonathan to do hair, but are we going to hold Jeffree accountable for access and resources, or are we going to hold the people who he's using the resources for?
Well, no, I think it's both. I think that's the point. That's what I've been saying. Like, he knows that, you know, and this is why I say he's trolling and buying, because he's trolling us with black people, too. Like, y'all think I'm this, y'all think
it's
I'm
working.
That, but these people are going to take my money. I'm going to give these, I can buy them. Like, it doesn't matter what I say. I can call black people rats, racist names, niggers, all of that stuff, and guess what? All I got to do is put $20,000 in your face, and they'll keep doing whatever I say they'll do. So I don't care. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter when he feels like these people, who cares about your black people problems? Here's $10,000. Shut up. You'll be good. And we're like, yes, it's Jeffree Star. We're going to take that money. It's like I'll say and do whatever I want. Girl, get in this rat trap. Here's $20,000. Yes, sir. I'll get in the rat trap for the month. Like, they're being bought, period.
That's true. I can agree in that sense. You also got people in the comments saying that, well, he said the N-word. But no tea, no shade. If you want to be real, it's a bunch of black people who will be using the F-word, and I don't vibe with queers, and they degrade women all day, and nobody says anything. So I'm not mad at them calling him out for saying the N-word, because what he said was wrong. But like I said, keep the same energy, because most of these rappers be sitting here degrading these women and saying a lot of homophobic and transphobic slurs, and, oh, it's just the key. So I'm just saying, I understand what everybody's saying. I'm just saying, I just feel like we need to keep the same energy all the way around. If we want to hold other people accountable, that starts with us.
Yes. Thank you so much, Bill. Thank you. Thank
no problem.
You're right.
Bye.
You're right. Bye. Okay, let's take a couple more. 7677.
Hey, how you doing, Omar?
I'm doing good.
How are you? Good. Thank you for taking my call. Listen, Jeffree Star is not stupid. He knows that he needs to tap into the black market in order to stay, you know, relevant. Everybody knows that once African-Americans here in this country give you the stamp of approval, you get a lot of money. So it's a marketing strategy right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he figures people will forget of all the racist stuff that he's done in the past. And basically, he feels like, you know, he wants to launch this makeup line to, like I said before, market the people of color. It's just, like you said, it's very strategic. This is what rich people do, not just him. Big corporations, we all know that America is founded on racism. And this is what rich people do to get money. They tap into the market.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for calling in and giving
thank
your
you.
Opinion.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right.
All right. Let's take a couple more, and then we're going to wrap it up. We're going to leave this at like 30 minutes. Okay. 1352.
Yo, Jeffree Star is trash. And, I mean, I think you had already addressed that. It's some trash black people that work with him and get him rat traps and stuff and take his $20,000. But we're not going to sit up here and give Jeffree Star any type of pass because we have trashy black people who need to be dealt with as well. He's a very trashy individual. And just like you said, he's sitting up here trolling us. And we need to be talking to our brothers and telling them, hey, you know, don't participate in that. Don't sit up here and let him use you to make us look stupid, because that's exactly what he's doing.
Yes, exactly.
He needs to be drugged complete before he gets no pass. And I'm sick of black people giving people passes. Like, how you going to sit up here and like, how are you going to fix your mouth to say, I mean, he said the N-word, but if I was you, Armand, I would have hung up on him right then. Like, get up out of here. And you can actually hang up on me right now, because that's all I had to say.
Thank you. Bye, boy.
Thank you.
No, I feel you, though. I feel you. Okay, we're going to take a couple more. 5318, you live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I have a lot to add on this, because I actually,
okay.
He's been out for years, and I've actually kind of followed his career for years, because I remember back in MySpace days, I was one of those kids, and he was kind
okay.
of like the king of MySpace. He's always been this way. He's always been problematic. Now, I don't personally believe, this is a different opinion, I don't think that he's trying to tap into the black market. I think that he's using this as a way to prove to his general audience that he's trying to do everything to unright all his wrongs. So I don't know if you follow the other drama channels, what they talk about him. He's in
mm-hmm.
currently a lot of hot water with everybody over, you know, the Shane Dawson thing,
mm-hmm.
The racist thing, the James Charles thing. Like, pretty much his career is so affected right now. He's not selling out products. He's not making the money he used to. People aren't really, he's losing subscribers like by the thousands each week. Like, he's pretty much done right now. You know, everything that's behind the scenes has caught up. I think what he's doing now is he's trying to tap into these other markets, just like how he used Breonna Taylor, like, in his little apology video.
Oh, yeah, he did do that. Right. That's what started it. His rollout to the black. He's that apology video, and then he brought up Breonna Taylor. Then all of a sudden,
that's his,
he was with
I'm
all
not
the
racist
black people.
Look.
Yes.
Right. That's his I'm not racist look. I care because I donate money. And then also, too, that's another thing. He's been donating money to Black Lives Matter. He's been donating money to his fans. And he's having people, like, he's at this point, he's desperate to hang on to the attention, because everybody pretty much, everything that he's done behind the dark has pretty much came to the light. But it's been that way, Armand, since MySpace. Because I remember even way back in the day, it used to be him and this other girl that came up with him that was like MySpace famous. And he backstabbed her. Everybody he came in contact, he's backstabbed and done wrong. And even back in those days, because I remember seeing those videos. I actually was a fan, and I remember seeing those videos. I was like, no. He literally was following the girls, calling them N-words. He was saying all kinds of things about Mexicans behind their backs. Like, just, he's been a nasty person for a while.
Yeah.
For a while. But, I mean, at this point, I don't know if he'll fully be canceled. Just because unfortunately, people don't lack integrity and, like, morals and whatnot. They'll be bought out for money. And because his products are good, you know,
he's
supporting. But I don't know. I mean, but at this point, his fall is kind of coming down.
And I see people in the comments saying, like, oh, this is not it. But or he is, it's just, like, almost trying to make this seem like this era of Jeffree Star leading up all the way to this rollout of this Velvet Trap, collection. This is not coincidental. This man has met, like, this, all these black associations. This is not coincidental. This is very thought out. Like, you are being
very calculated
and a freaking fool to think that all of a sudden he's been, in the last 3 months, we've only seen him attached to black people. Come on. I mean, if you're that dumb, this is not the channel for you.
But,
like,
you know, the thing I want to add
sense.
To that, too? I want to add to that, too, why, like, how he's attaching to black people. And that's why I'm giving the verbatim the receipts. That recent, that was that video of one of his friends that he had been with for years. It was him and another black makeup artist who all have vouched that behind the scenes, he was always saying things about black people.
Yes.
There's been pictures of him coming out with like Confederate flags and stuff. There has been like that ever since that video came out with his used to be friend, like confirming that he's still racist and does all that stuff. It's when he started hanging out with more black people.
And my whole thing is, what's the rat trap? I don't know what that means. I mean, but like, I didn't even look into it. But mind you, oh, and so here's what some white people were tweeting. I forgot to even show you guys these tweets. Okay, thank you, caller. Thank you, caller.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so somebody said, Jeffree Star putting a black woman into a rat trap is a dog whistle to start drama. Enough to get attention and controversy, but not enough to get canceled and have his sled get hurt. It's not a stretch to say he knew exactly what he was doing. These are what some people have to say on Twitter. And here's another one. Now this, I mean, this kind of looked like a reach, but I mean, if you squint, you could kind of see what they're saying. He said three people, one white, two people of color. Notice how the two people of color have messed up lipstick. Jeffree Star makeup is somewhat flawless. Is he trying to say people of color can't do makeup? You've got some explaining to do, huh? It's the undertones for me. It's the undertones for me. I can't with it. And I'm not going to act like I'm way too sharp and clever to act like I don't feel this. Okay. And then here was the rat trap. Now, he had a Latino man in the rat trap, too. But it was just, I don't know. To me, this was just, why would you even put her in here? Mind you, you know, when I looked her up, she's not really black. I mean, she's black, but she's not like black. She's a racially ambiguous black. However, she looks more black in this here than she actually does online. She looks like she's more mixed with some like Pacific Islander. But I just think it's interesting that they made her more black here. And she's in a rat trap. I don't know. That's weird to me. Yeah, it was no white guy. I don't think it was a white guy in the rat trap. It was a Mexican guy. So I don't know. That's just weird. And then you call Jackie Aina a rat. So we know you don't like rats. So those are just my thoughts on the situation, guys. I mean, who am I? I'm nobody. I'm just a fool with an opinion. So those are my thoughts on Jeffree Star. I think he's trash. And yeah, so thanks for being a part of this show and listening to me rant on about Jeffree Star. We'll have some more content coming a little bit later. I love you all. Thanks for listening. And I'll see you guys in the next video. Oh, wait, hold on, because this stupid thing be literally messing up my whole entire. Well, let me take another call. Let me take this one more call. 4400, you live on the air.
Oh, my
Hello?
Goodness. Get in here.
Yes, get in here. What's going on?
Hey, I'm a 37-year-old white girl that lives in Key West, Florida, and I
okay.
love you. And I just wanted to say that there are some things that I didn't hear anybody else mention. Like, listen, I watched Shane Dawson. Like, I love the palette. I was one of those people that bought the palette. Like, I'm into Jeffree Star. I was, at least. All this stuff just came crumbling down, and even I don't know what to think about him anymore. And I think people forgot. You know that, like, I mean, you know he's, like, a flamboyant man, and he might say some things he shouldn't. But, you know, it's this time and age that people need to, like, stop doing that. Do you remember when he said something about putting battery acid on someone's face to make them lighter skin?
No. See, I haven't been following Jeffree Star like that. I've always heard of him because he's super popular, but I don't really follow. I was never really into the beauty industry like that. So,
no. That's from my That was from MySpace. If you look it up, it says Jeffree Star was talking with a drag queen and said he wanted to dump battery acid on a black woman to lighten her skin and therefore match her foundation. So I'm following you, and I support you, and, you know, I just don't know why. These things should never have been said, first of all. This is just not nice. It's not cute, and you know what? I feel in my heart that people are catching on to him, and, you know, his personality just needs some tweaking. If he wants to be better, that's fine, but if he wants to, like, if he wants to try to pay people to make himself look better, I guess he has the means to do it. But you know what? You can't pay for, like, real feelings and compassion, though. So I hope he is not just doing that. I hope he's trying to make some changes to be a better person,
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely, because I feel like he's miserable on the inside. And quite frankly, he's bored. Doesn't he come out with a palette every month? Shoot, every 2 months it's a new palette.
You know,
it's a new drama. It's like this dude loves the drama. So it is what it is.
Yeah, he does drama. I mean, the deceased palette that he just came out with, it just kind of doesn't seem right to me. It doesn't lay right with the pandemic and everything going on. And I have a variety of friends in all different colors, and some of them think that it just really wasn't made for people of darker skin tone. So I just, you know, I don't know if he's trying. He's not trying good enough for me. So.
Well, thank you, caller.
All right.
I appreciate you for calling in. Thank you. Bye.
Yes. Okay, bye.
That was cool. I feel like she was new. So shout out to the new people watching, coming for the white Jeffree Star drama. See, this is our commercial tea. Champ, please, don't give a damn about Jeffree Star. Honestly, I feel like if he offered me $20,000 right now, I don't think I'll take it. Actually, I know I wouldn't take it. Which I can make that on my own. Or I just don't want to get it from you, because it's just like certain people, you know what, as I'm growing and as I'm learning and as I'm moving, like, certain opportunities, certain people giving you money, certain attachments aren't worth it. Like, they could be successful, they can be popular, they can be powerful. However, you don't want certain people's brands or names attached to you, because the public perception is just, could be not great. So they could actually, like, could you imagine if I was like, yeah, I'm with Jeffree Star? I'd probably be, you know, have a lot of followers, and I'd be getting into spaces probably that I've never been in before. However, people would be thinking I was a freaking houseboy, a freaking fool. Like, I would, like, a lot of people would have zero respect for me. So what is it to have all this money and access but don't have no freaking dignity and respect? No, girl. I like my respect. I'm not going to sell out. I'm never going to sell my soul. So I'll pass. Oh, I probably would think about it, but I've already thought about it through other people, and I'm seeing how he moves, and I just don't like it. So I don't think I would take the money. I could confidently say I don't think I would take the money. But, two, I don't need the money. Maybe someone who needs it might take it. You know what I mean? So, and I understand, but it's just like, I don't know. It just is what it is. It's just one of those things. All right, y'all. I'm out of here, and I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.